Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Gosh, it's interesting that you're thinking about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band,
yeah,
and that album, because I really liked the Beatles until then.
And interesting, yeah.
That was a major turn in their music.
Oh, wow.
They went from happy music
to weird music.
The albums before that were Rubber Soul and the White Album.
Mm-hmm.
And those had great happy songs, just like the first songs, I Want to Hold Your Hand and that kind of stuff. But once they turned to Sgt. Pepper's, drugs started getting involved. It wasn't as happy. They're singing songs to Hey Jude, where they say Hey Jude 965 times. It just, what, you know, back in the USSR, that was a communist nation. So it's just interesting that's when the Beatles' music changed.
And that was the album cover that had all the characters. Did they have the walrus thing in there that I don't really.
I Am the Walrus?
Yeah, I think
was that on that one?
Yeah, it might have been.
Is that the one where Paul's not wearing shoes?
Obviously they had some hits on there, yeah.
You're a Beatles fan. You're a Beatles fan.
Are you a Beatles fan or just a follower of great music?
I would say, again, for the first 3 years before their music turned sour, I liked them a lot, and I still like their early music a lot. I saw her standing there.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my faves right there.
The two movies that they did, A Hard Day's Night and Help,
right?
Those albums, man, those were great. Yes.
Yep. Let me tell you what, don't get in the way when Rick Schaefer starts talking 60s music. Get out!
Get out of the way.
Get out, because he's coming down the track, baby.
I tell you something that made me appreciate the Beatles even more here recently. Or, you know what, appreciate them, because maybe I didn't give them a whole lot of credit. Was the movie Yesterday. Have you seen that movie?
You've got to watch it, Rick, if you haven't.
No,
Rick, it's so good.
It really
is. You must
is,
watch that.
And it's called Yesterday.
Yeah,
it's about a guy
it.
Who...
No, yeah, don't... Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I won't say a lot of it, but...
I've heard of it. I know it exists. I just never saw it. How do you see it now? What's it on?
Any streaming service that you might have access to will do it.
See what you have.
Yeah, Netflix. You can find it probably on any... I think Netflix.
Prime, if you have Prime. Whatever service you may have.
Yeah, most of
but the cool part of it is the guy that covers the music, the actor that covers it, I love his version of a couple of songs.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think you would really like, there's one scene in there, Roger's not as keen. I was in the theater.
I appreciate it a little bit more because of some of the dialogue, the scene that you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a scene in there, Rick, where my girlfriend is a huge Beatles fan. I mean, my jaw dropped. I was stunned. When you see this, it's such a visual stunner. But yeah, I would encourage you to watch that. Matter of fact, we're starting our Hawks Holmes movie review this summer, and maybe that'll be one of them, Rick. But we want you to watch it before we talk about it.
Yeah, if you get a chance, Rick. If you get a chance, I don't think there's anything you'll be offended by. I don't know if it's on
Netflix. I'll check that.
Okay.
And I've got that in Paramount Plus. I don't know if it's on there.
I bet you'll find it. You'll find
Peacock.
It.
Right. I don't have Apple or Amazon.
Let's talk real quick. Obviously, not the way the Hogs wanted to end their season, and for both softball and baseball, I think with softball, it was obviously something that had never been done before. Congratulations to Courtney Dyfel to finally getting to OKC, and they had a great game, the most watched game of the year on ESPN.
Yeah.
And then barely lose that game, and then just ran into a buzzsaw with UCLA. But it was still historic season for them.
Well, if you want to go back to 60s music, my favorite Rolling Stones song is It's All Over Now. And that was pretty much it for the weekend. You know, we were talking Friday on our show, and we didn't have much of a show because the baseball game started at 5 o'clock. Here we are at the end of May. Baseball's going. Softball's going. Golf's going. And Monday, It's All Over Now.
Well,
you know, that's the essence of sports. You can be in what you think is the peak of the season, and then it's over.
But
you think about the teams left in the NCAA baseball tournament. Not one team that was at Omaha last year is still in.
But you know, Rick, I saw a lot of national people talk. Clay Travis was one. I saw some others talking about how much fun it almost. This has almost been like March Madness used to be.
We don't.
To where we've got, you know, down here in Little Rock, it's a big story. We're gonna have Chris. We're gonna have Chris Curry on shortly. You've got Troy and the ULR playing in the Super Regional in Troy, Alabama. It's It's in Troy. That's amazing. In Troy whipped Florida. I watched most of the game last night.
Yeah,
it was impressive. Yeah, they looked like the much better team. And Chris Curry, again, they limp into the tournament season. All of a sudden, it's tournament time. They turn it on. They're 16-3 in the last 2 years, including their conference tournament play in the NCAA tournament. It just really it's been fun to watch it.
Don't you wonder if they're Coastal Carolina? You have to think about that. Is if they win the Super Regional, could they be the Coastal Carolina that won the College World Series, what, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Could they be that? Because, you talk about peaking at the right time, and it's amazing.
Well, you remember last year, they beat LSU. They lost to LSU the first time. They come back, they beat them the second time, and then they were ahead of them in the rubber match game. So it's amazing. I don't know.
And that's the team that won the national championship.
That's correct. That's right. And you know, I think for the second year in a row, we were talking earlier, no team from the previous year has gone back to the World Series. Not just this year. I think I read where it was 2025, too. You listen to Dave Van Horn, one of the things he said is that, we're all coaching and we get behind the eight ball in recruiting. I don't know if that's the case, but he definitely felt like he missed out. And, of course, I have a guy that was his shortstop that he was going to replace Aloy with. He goes in the drafts. And so the main point he said, you cannot win with three freshmen playing in the SEC is what he was saying. He just said he's just got to rely on the transfer portal more and just can't find himself in that kind of position again, according to what he said.
That's right. But he signed 11 players, four of whom are pretty highly regarded in the draft. I don't know if they'd lose all four of them. Some of them are in the upper parts of the 500, but he still likes having high school players. You just have to have a nice mix.
Right.
I mean, if you've got a pitcher that is really ready to go as a freshman, he can pitch, as long as he can throw strikes. But, you probably don't want your shortstop, your center fielder.
Nope.
And he depended on a shortstop who was actually Carson Brumbaugh. Baseball America had him in the top 25 players going to college.
And that's something.
And he didn't have a very good year. Now, he could go, I already saw on Instagram, he's going to go play in the Cape Cod League.
Mm-hmm.
He may go have a great summer, come back, and he may be a gee whiz, the guy he was supposed to be this year. He may be that next year as a sophomore. But he wasn't this year, and so he had to play Kozel out of position. But we'll see. But you can bet he will have a competitive team next year. However he puts it together, he'll have a competitive team.
Rick, there's been some chatter, a little bit louder than normal, about people that are frustrated that don't think Dave Van Horn can get the job done. And
let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Whoa!
I'm just telling you, there's chatter about everything. And you know what? Maybe we need to turn to a world of quick complaining and appreciate what you have while you have it. I can tell you this. I'm sitting here thinking John Calipari was the most glamorous hire the University of Arkansas has ever made in athletics.
Right.
If they don't go past the Sweet 16 next year, there'll be people, he wasn't that great. Really? Yeah. Are you crazy that this guy is at the University of Arkansas and what he's doing? It's amazing. The same thing for Dave Van Horn. If you think it's easy to get to the College World Series and win, then go do it yourself. And, I've done these shows for years now, 24 years now with Randy and on this, and people chatter. Well, you know what? Go find something else to chatter about. Go pull for a team that wins every game and see how lucky you're going to be. Because nobody wins every game. And every game, there's somebody out there competing. And, yes, Kansas has a lousy facility. And, yes, maybe they overdid their celebrations. But you know what? They had a really good team. And they deserve to win. Their pitching probably wasn't much deeper than Arkansas's, but they had to play fewer games than Arkansas. So that happens. So I just tell you, and if somebody wants to call our show and talk about Dave Van Horn, I'll tell them the same thing.
Oh,
shut
listen.
Up.
Whoa!
Shut up, Josh. Shut up.
Oh,
somebody,
no.
We've got our listeners here.
Add
that to the board.
Oh, no.
Listen, you were speaking from the heart, Rick,
and
there's a lot of folks that agree with you.
People do not appreciate what they have till it's gone. And then 100%. And then when they're gone, they replace them with somebody else. Well, gee. They're not as – look at Houston Nutt. Once he was gone, you got 2 good years from Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
Since that, you got 1 good year out of Sam. So Arkansas has had 3 really good football seasons since people couldn't wait for Houston Nutt to be gone. 3.
Yeah.
And how long has Houston not been gone? 20 years? Mm-hmm.
Did we not
have
three one...
decent years? But people couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yeah. Did we have a good one with Brett?
We did.
You know,
yeah.
They had a couple had decent years.
Yeah, had one.
But
decent
never won 10 games. Okay. Yeah, Petrino's the only coach that won 10 games after Houston.
Go ahead, Rick.
Anyway, so why can't we appreciate what we have when we have it? Look, I can remember the first time I'd ever did anything on the Buzz. I was down in Little Rock, and for some reason, somebody that was on the show, I don't know if it was Randy, had me on. I wasn't doing radio at the time. I was sports information director. And so we took calls, and some guy called complaining about Frank Broyles. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm not out in the world very much, but I didn't hear much criticism of Coach Broyles. And I was flabbergasted. I didn't even know how to – I'm sure I responded, maybe not as curtly as I just said, shut up, but, are you out of your mind? And now, since Coach Broyles has not been the athletic director, yeah, there have been some successes, but – how many coaches have been hired that Coach Broyles would have hired? You know, it's just a whole, you got to appreciate what you have while you have it, because you may not have it once that's gone.
Do you want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick? I tell you, I'm stuck, Roger, on the crab, imitation crab. I go by Edwards now, and that's my snack at night. You ever eat the imitation crab?
It's
lean, and it's not really crab, but it tastes still good.
Oh,
anyway.
So that's why you call it imitation
crab? Yeah, that's what it's called. It's fake crab.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's some type of
fish
protein.
Is it part?
Yes.
Okay. A couple things.
Well, guys, David, yes. If you go to Baltimore and you eat crab cakes, that's the real thing. Those are really good.
Yeah,
I haven't had imitation crab. I'll have to try it.
Let me tell you, I went to England. I did do the fish and chips.
Yeah.
You know what I said when I tried it, Roger? I said, tastes like Captain D's to me. I appreciate y'all. English folks over here. But
listen,
I said, I've been eating Captain D's like this for years. So thank
you
for that.
I'm sure if I went to Italy, I would probably go, man, this ain't like at Hamburger Hill for fettuccine Alfredo. I might do that.
A couple of messages here. Rick, preach. Arkansas is the most winning program of the last 10 years. Tournament baseball includes a lot of luck. It's disappointing to not have won a title, but we're in it every year. Here's one I totally agree with Rick. Here's one I'm all in on DVH. Here's one, DVH is the Mark Rick of college baseball. Someone says errors and free outs got the Hogs beat, not DVH. I agree with Rick. Here's another one, really interesting. If we somehow beat Kansas, we're at 5-0, they end up winning it. But we'd be hosting a super regional, right? Because with Oklahoma beating Georgia Tech,
yeah,
we would be hosting
right.
Oklahoma, not Kansas. Yeah. But Kansas obviously looked pretty darn good.
Rick, and you're 100% right. We it doesn't matter what it is, whether it be one of our head coaches in whatever sport or – you know, when somebody in our life we no longer have, we don't appreciate stuff until it's gone. But you do have to understand fan is short for fanatic. So, I mean, that's what we are as fans. And we're in a society now, even more so, we want what we want. And why can't we win a national championship, a World Series with Dave Van Horn? We've got a Hall of Famer right there. We expect Calipari to do much better in the next 3 years than he already has, and he's done pretty good thus far.
That's the expectation.
But that's fans, the expectation. Right. But guess what? I haven't had that expectation with a football coach since Houston Nutt or Bobby Petrino, for that matter. I didn't expect Sam to do it and anybody else. I don't know about Brett. I think that 1 year that he had the biggest line in all of football, maybe then I haven't had that expectation in football in a long, long time.
Well, I think expectation is fair. I got to tell you, working the football game still, and I'm privileged to do it, mm-hmm. I go to the stadium every week thinking Arkansas is going to win. Even last year, they're 2-10, but every game I went, I thought they were going to win. And, of course, they could have won 8 or 9 if they hadn't turned the ball over.
Right.
So they had the talent to do that.
Sure.
I think those expectations are fine.
Yeah.
It's let's just don't beat up people if they don't meet our expectations.
100%. I mean, not at
because
all.
Because their expectations are higher than our expectations.
No doubt. No doubt. And I go into every Razorback game at all. always thinking we're going to win because I'm a Razorback fan. Very seldom did I ever go into as a kid watching Razorbacks play Texas in football or A&M and go, you know, we're not going to win, we're not going to win. This is the year we're going to do that. And that's the beautiful part of sport.
Couple more messages here. I agree with Rick, but I wasn't getting in to drive. And if I wasn't getting in to drive, I'd call in so he could tell me to shut up. we have a contender every year with a head coach who does things the right way. Moving from DVH would be foolish. When did Dave Van Horn win in Omaha? We have no championships. I appreciate all those good seasons with no championships. Let's hire Chris Curry doing more with less. The fans have a reason to be upset at this point. Single game. These are all just different listeners this morning. Single game tournament baseball is impossible to predict. The best team in college baseball does not always win the World Series every year. That's why they play the best of seven in the MLB. Go, Rick, go. Ask him how many wins Dave has. Amen. Shut up. Quit whining. We got the winningest coach in college baseball, WTF. It ain't a perfect world, and he still has more wins than anybody else. Wow, Tim. So,
Let's point out a couple things. Number one, Chris Curry has done a great job this year. He should be saluted. Man, hold him up. That's exactly right. But different coaches are better for different situations. This year, you can say maybe did more than less, but Arkansas, I think, beat Little Rock when they played. And Arkansas, I'm thinking Oklahoma, you know, goes down and beats Georgia Tech. Arkansas handled Oklahoma this year, but it changes in baseball. But just because he's doing great there, would he be as good at Arkansas? We don't know that. You know, I always go back to the Kansas State coach who made their program great. Would he have been
Bill Snyder?
Would Snyder, who I've often said is the greatest coach in the history of college football, because when he went to Kansas State, they were the losingest program in college football, and he took them to heights that they had never seen before. He retired. They went back down again, so they brought him back, and they went back up again, and that was at Kansas State, which had nothing going for it. And if you'd put Nick Saban at Kansas State, I don't think he would have done what Snyder did.
Right.
But if you'd have put Snyder at Alabama, he probably wouldn't have done what Saban did.
Fair point.
Because he was better with that situation. So it's different coaches for different places. And how many times have we seen coaches at the lower level get hired up and they don't do as well? So would Chris Curry at Arkansas? Maybe, hey, Dave Van Horn's 4 or 5 years left. Maybe Chris Curry's the next coach. I don't know. But he's done very well. So salute him. And then to say does more with less, this is their first super regional. Their first.
Yeah.
So to say he does more with less, that's nice and it's impressive. How about just enjoy it instead of comparing and thinking, oh, now he's better. Well, yeah. Really?
Somebody says, ziggity diggity. Here's one. Here's the last one we'll read. As a former intern for Razorback Athletics and now attorney for the state, I would prefer coaching staff with integrity and character than the immediate gratification of a piece of garbage coach who takes us to a natty in any sport. Cal and DVH may not get us there, but I know I can count on moral decision-making, coaching, and playing with character and competitive gameplay. I take that over a former Tennessee coach type any day of the week. So, so I understand that point, too. I mean, I think, you know, some people don't care. They go, just give us the championship. And, you know, but
in the scheme of life, that's the way to live. In the scheme of what Roger was talking about today, most people don't think that way. And that's what's been lost in America, and it's lost in our society. It's like, we don't care how you do it, just do it. And that's not the right way to live.
Rick, before we let you go, I'm going to throw a little trivia.
It's more peaceful to live the way
this was a
saying.
Lot deeper than I thought we were going today. Wow, I thought you were going to ask me my favorite summer song.
Well,
around by the Beach Boys.
You
man.
broke down Listen, the Beatles' transformation.
You did.
From,
you remember?
From icons to sellouts.
I took you to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely the Band or whatever it's called, the album, and you broke it down, as Roger said. And but if you want to, go ahead. What is your summer song? What's your favorite summer song?
Oh, my favorite one's I Get Around by the Beach Boys.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And I was going to ask you this. So what day, matter of fact, this is the day today that Lou Gehrig died. And we had a listener say that the Major League Baseball is doing a tribute to him today. He was only 37 years old. That was 1941. On this day, I'm not going to tell you the year, Babe Ruth retired from baseball. He had 714 home runs over his 22-season career. What do you think the year was that Babe Ruth retired?
Oh, 1935.
Whoa! Roger! He just says, shut up, David. Shut up with that stupid question.
I'm sorry.
I have the answer in 1 second.
I'm sorry.
Wow, very impressive.
And it wasn't with the Yankees, was it?
It was. Who was it?
Siri, get me Wikipedia.
It was with the Boston Braves.
Wikipedia.
In the next to the last game he played, he hit 3 home runs, including the first home run ever hit totally out of Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So the guy, by then, you know, you get this image of, oh, Babe Ruth was fat and all this. Well, yeah, the last couple of years he was. Until then, he, you know, in the 20s, he was a lean athlete and all that. And then it's too much beer and hot dogs. But nonetheless, he ends up with the Braves, and he only played with them because he wanted to be their manager.
Yeah.
And so he steps up and hits 3 home runs in his next to the last game he ever played.
Yep, and walks away. Sure did.
All right, the one and only Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine. And we're going to the break with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. This is actually Sgt. Pepper's, right? Yeah. Rick, great stuff as always.
I'd like to hear Justin sing it, because Justin Moore, I'll bet he does it even better than the Beatles.
He does a good job with the one song we were talking about, a little help from my friends. So we're going to try to find a copy of that. Rick, have a great day. Enjoy your show this afternoon.
Rick,
good stuff as always. Thank you. The one and only Rick Schaefer.
There he is.